Advent 2023. We live in uncomfortable times. As I speak towards the end of November 2023, there is a pause in the grim war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Elsewhere, in the Middle East, delegates will attend the COP28 conference to bring some clarity and resolution to the pressing climate crisis. Meanwhile, here in Ireland, politicians and commentators are beginning to come to terms with the ugly disturbances that flared up in Dublin city centre. These are uncomfortable times. In the Christian yearbook, we are on the brink of Advent and Christmas. The Christian worldview is governed by two comings: the coming of Jesus Christ in his first advent, some 2,000 years ago, and his second coming, his advent, which is yet to take place. Christians believe that God is in control of history, and that history is moving to an end point, the second advent or coming of Jesus Christ into the world to put things right. This Christian worldview comes from the Bible, and we can trace the trajectory of this thinking in both the Old and New Testaments. In these Advent thoughts, based on the theme "Comfortable Words in Uncomfortable Times," I would like us to turn together to the prophecy of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah lived in uncomfortable times. He was a resident of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem and its people were about to be swallowed up in the 8th century BC by an aggressive superpower, Assyria. Isaiah spoke at a very tense time, at a standoff, which ultimately resulted in the destruction of Jerusalem and the deportation of its people to Babylon around 600 BC. In chapter 40 of his prophecy, we read these words: "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain shall be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice for strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Isaiah 40 begins with these memorable words, comfort, comfort. They're more than words. The Hebrew word for word, naham, is a breath, breathing word. It implies that the speaker would relax and breathe long breaths. The living Lord says to his beleaguered people, comfort, comfort, in order to bring comfort to them. In verse 2, the prophet writes, speak tenderly. It's a lover's conversation. Speaks to the heart. The long period of hostility is at an end. It's over. Sin and iniquity has been paid for. God's people had done their time. For decades, the people of God, addressed in these words of Isaiah, were in exile in Babylon. Over centuries, God's people had turned their backs on him, forgot him, and rejected his ways. And he allowed them to be overtaken by their enemies and displaced in Babylon. The people that Isaiah was addressing were living with loss. They had lost their land. They'd lost their place in history. They'd lost their king, the Davidic line. They'd lost their temple, that place of worship in Jerusalem. These people were living with loss. And so many people in these uncomfortable times are living with loss. People have lost so much and perhaps lost everything that they held dear. The living Lord speaks tenderly to those who have experienced loss and whispers it's going to end. In verses 3 to 11, three voices are heard telling how this comfort will come to God's beleaguered people in exile. Listen, verse 3 says, someone is crying out. Prepare the way, for God is coming. A highway is being built. The Lord's road is straight, level and free of obstacles. And his glory, his substance, his very presence will be seen. And this will happen, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. When God speaks, he keeps his word. Isaiah is speaking of God's people returning to Jerusalem, which had been abandoned a lifetime before. But God comes as he promises to those who are abandoned. Time and time again in the scriptures, God comes. Nothing will hold him back, not even our unbelief, our cynicism, and our despair. He's coming, Isaiah says. Another voice is heard and says, cry. Martin Luther, the reformer, translated this as preach. And Isaiah asked, what shall I preach? Because the people I preach to are like grass and flowers, here today and gone tomorrow. Their time, their glory is short-lived. In the light of that, what can we hold on to? The word of the Lord, which stands forever in verse 8. Have you ever wondered why people, particularly in the light of COVID and in this post-COVID world, are not turning to God, not flocking to churches? Our churches are empty. It's to do with the fragility, the fickleness and fecklessness of humanity. But there is one sure and unchanging reality in face of that. The word of our God, which stands forever. When we ride the roller coaster of feelings, our ups and downs and high and lows, when we feel failure or fear failure, when hope runs out, where do we turn to? But the enduring word of God, which stands forever. We need to immerse ourselves in the scriptures and encounter the Lord in his word, to hear his voice and to be reassured in uncomfortable times. Lastly, a third voice is heard, bringing good news addressed to Jerusalem. Say to them, shout it out, herald, your God is coming. And who is this God? A strong God, verse 10, with all his resources, his arm, in the biblical imagery, rules for him. And his ruling arm is also a caring arm. For he is the shepherd God who tends, who gathers, who gently leads. Who has ever heard of a God like this? A sovereign Lord who rules and controls history, and the shepherd God who cares. How will this comfort come? It will come through God who comes in person and who keeps his word and who cares for his people. This God came to the exiles in Babylon 2,500 years ago to rebuild their city of Jerusalem and to rebuild their lives. This God came, born in Bethlehem, adjacent to Jerusalem, born of Mary, Jesus Christ, God in person. And this God will come again to planet Earth when Christ returns, as he promised. And so this Advent, in these uncomfortable times, this same incomparable God comes to us afresh to bring his comfort and consolation and his care. Will we hear him, welcome him, receive and believe in him, and to allow him to do his amazing work in the hopelessness of our times and lives? The composer was at a low ebb in his life, growing older. His health was failing. He was out of favour, short of money and in debt. His recent works were ridiculed by the music critics. He was at this low point. And then a friend arrived with an idea in the form of a script on the life of Jesus Christ. The composer's mind was stirred by this proposal, and he locked himself away for 3 weeks and produced a score to accompany the script, a work of musical genius, which we know as the Messiah. It begins with Isaiah's words of comfort, 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 that we have considered here in this Advent thought. And it ends with praise, the Hallelujah chorus. May we seek and know the God of all comfort. And may our lives be full of his praise.